Blog Talk Radio.
The guy Bender at number four just reminds us that Chris Tucker was in his last year. He went number four. No one really heard of him.
Here we go. Now there's a report that Rondo wants to come play for Brooklyn. He's trying to take Yogi Ferrell's spot.
We'll not see Yogi in October on that team.
They couldn't get Jimmy Butler when Jimmy Butler was being offered for the Timberwolves, what, fifth pick? And Zach LaVine, as if Zach LaVine's some superstar.
The best team ever in a regular season, Golden State Warriors, was the best doing it their small ball way. Why try to beat them at what they're the best at? Try to beat them at what you're the best at, what you have. I hate the deal for both teams.
Sometimes you speak dumb. This is one of those times.
Tuesday afternoon, an eventful one already as the clock has hit 101 Central Time, 201 back east, where Nick Marucci is, and we'll bring Nick in right now. How are we doing today?
Doing all right, Brian. Just waking up to these crazy rumors today just were blowing my mind a little bit. NBA offseason seems to be more interesting than the actual season, so.
Yeah, it could go off season, then regular season, then playoffs in terms of regular season in terms of theatrics and fan interest, I guess you could say.
Well, maybe this year the playoffs were last because that was
true. So I don't know, maybe off season's gonna save the NBA. But hop on board, number to call as always toll free 323-642-1133. Feel free to tweet at the show at BSingerMRO, at MRO14, at Brian M. Singer. Got a action-packed show for you today. Obviously, still talking NBA. We are going to get into baseball later this week. We've been dying to get into it, Nick. We've been talking that we want to get into it, but this NBA news, I think it's just too much to pass on for the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. I just, you know, this is just, with the draft coming up, these crazy rumors just come out. It just blows your mind. So
let's get into these, as you say, crazy rumors. I think they're not so crazy. But I know the one that's caught your attention is Kevin Love. No, Kristaps Porzingis, obviously. Rumors coming out today that Phil Jackson is open to shopping him, that he's considering the possibility of getting rid of the former fourth overall pick from Latvia. So let's first get – there's a few ways I could dive into this with you, Nick, and I'm trying to consider the most appropriate angle. So first, let's just get your reaction on Wojnarowski's report that came out today.
Oh, my reaction right away. I almost lost all hope in the New York Knicks, and in my mind, I said if they do this, if they get rid of Kristaps, I don't know if I can watch them play. So I'm upset that these rumors are even existing because it just causes problems. I'm upset. I'm frustrated. It's just another thing that the Knicks just don't need. So I don't know what he's doing, Phil Jackson. I don't know why. He's only done one good thing with the Knicks, and that was drafting this guy. So you're going to trade him? I just can't believe it that he's even fielding offers. So I don't know. My mind's blown right now.
So you're saying that already, even if Phil doesn't pull the trigger, he doesn't trade Kristaps, you're saying this is already a big hit to the season, just a rumor?
Yeah, it was middle of the season last year. That was a big hit when Carmelo Anthony got the rumors. Big hit. That was all they talked about.
Wasn't a rumor. Phil Jackson basically came out and said we don't want him on this team.
Well, at first it was a rumor. Then he came out and said
but
it.
But it is so different what's happening with Melo and what's happening with Kristaps. What happened with Melo is Phil Jackson going to media members, writing writing articles, all that stuff, he's going, he's saying Carmelo should be on a playoff contender, basically saying we are not a playoff contender, Carmelo should not be on a team. It's so different than what's happening with Kristaps, which is one rumor that could have leaked from any camp.
It just doesn't make sense to me what he's trying to do. I'm going through a tweet right now, 14 minutes ago, a guy named John Gambadoro. He works for Arizona Sports 98.7 in Phoenix. He tweeted that the Knicks have asked for Devin Booker and the number 4 pick from Phoenix for Kristaps.
Okay. What is wrong with that?
I mean, he's out of his mind. Who would accept that trade? I mean, obviously, that's a big-time offer, but come on. I mean,
sure. No, I don't think they would accept
that.
But what's wrong? But that's what he's doing. He's shopping.
No, but that's my problem with it, is that you were saying, you know, that you're saying that what's the problem with listening to offers? He's clearly going out and making offerings. He's going out there and looking to trade them. I thought it was like, yeah, people are calling him to see where the interest is, like where his mindset. He's reaching out to teams.
What is the issue with him trying to trade a condo on a lakefront for an oceanside apartment? He's not offering Kristaps for some crap in return. He's offering probably all absurd deals, hoping that maybe one weak general manager is going to accept it. What's the issue with it? When your team finishes bottom four in the East the past 3 years, yes, I know Kristaps was not a part of that team for every year. But my point is the Knicks have to do something different because staying the status quo clearly is not working.
How do you get rid of your most valuable piece? How do you get rid of your most valuable asset for little assets? Like, you're not going to get this kind of deal. You're going to get little assets to equal this big asset. So why get rid of your most valuable asset? It makes no sense.
Well, let's see what this caller thinks. On the line is Sean Sullivan. Sean calling in from East Hanover. How are we doing today?
What's up, guys? Actually calling in from Dallas.
Are you calling
in
from East Hanover
today? Nah, I'm down
not, or you are?
But,
how is it?
It is a beautiful day here.
What's
I want to give my opinion on the Kristaps stuff. I'm with Maru here. I think Kristaps is too good to trade. I don't think he's the issue at all. I think once they get rid of Melo, then they can start actually trying to get better. But I think if Phil traded Kristaps, he would be erasing the only good decision he has made as the Knicks GM. And unless they get a King's ransom back, there is no reason to even listen to calls.
Well, that's what I hope. It's hard to have hope in Phil Jackson in the same sentence. I'm not even a Knicks fan, but if Phil is making offers, that it is for everything and beyond, that it's for a whole bucket of popcorn and a side of a large Coke on the side, that it's not just for some small popcorn and M&Ms. So, but what I don't see is this, Sean. The team has been so bad. I understand moving Carmelo frees up a lot of space, but what if you move both of those? You get 3 picks for the 2 of those, let's say. You have this year's top 10 pick, and you just rebuild.
Yeah, but there's no guarantee any of those players will be good. And you know Kristaps is good.
I know you want to hop in.
He's exceeded all expectations, Kristaps Porzingis. When he was drafted, they didn't expect him to be
exactly.
a starter until his third year. And he already,
exactly.
what he's done in 2 years, yes, has he been injured? Has he been a little inconsistent? But he's 21 years old. And he's had games. 30-point games. I expect him to play no defense. You know, is he a great one-on-one defender? No, but he's a fantastic rim protector. This guy, look, you saw what he was doing last year. He started to take the ball to seven-foot-three guy, take the ball to the top of the key, dribble like a guard, and pull up and hit shots. He's only going to get better. He's only, like what they said, they want him to get bigger, stronger, all this. That's happening. So you got to wait. That's rebuilding. You're rebuilding around him. That was the point of drafting this guy, because you knew you were going to wait for him because you saw the potential in him. And that potential is coming. So why? We talked about this show yesterday. You have a plan. What was the plan with Kristaps? Wait until that third year, fourth year. It's coming. You He's already exceeded expectations. What do you think he's going to do in his third year now?
Because Nick, what is Kristaps Porzingis on your team going to give you? Maybe a couple more wins so you get a worse draft pick?
But they have the 8th pick of the draft right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you expect that they get a starting caliber player. Then, if they want to trade Carmelo for nothing and get like a few little assets, that's fine. You clear the cap and you go sign free agents. Kristaps Porzingis, like, people are going to want to play with this guy.
People don't want to play for Phil.
People want to, but then if you get for Kristaps, there's actually no appeal at all. There's no appeal for the fans. There's no appeal for TV. If you trade Melo and Kristaps,
fans will. The thing with the Knicks, though, fans keep going no matter how.
No one's going to watch their games.
But what, Kristaps as the number one guy right now? What is the plan? Tank. Do what the Crosstown Rivals are doing.
2 years
Philly.
Ago, when they drafted him, that was the plan. They tanked. They drafted this guy forth and said he needs to grow. He's part of a process. We need to wait for this guy. We can't expect him to do this and that. He did more than they wanted. That's rebuilding. They're rebuilding around this one guy. It's just like what the 76ers did with Joel Embiid. They drafted a guy knowing that you give him a couple years because of injuries, and look what, like, this is what they tell Porzingis. He's got to get bigger. He's got to get stronger. He's got to get more skilled. That's what he's doing. He's already proved a lot, and he's only going to prove more. So I don't know why at your most important piece you're getting on this guy's bad side. I don't know why the relationship is so bad. I don't know why Phil had to let go of his favorite assistant coach. What did Kristaps Porzingis do to Phil Jackson? What has he seen that he hasn't liked in 2 years?
So let's get this, Sean. First of all, as always, thank you for the call, loyal listener. So you're on board with Nick here that they shouldn't even, basically for the most part, should not shop up Kristaps.
Yeah, I think it's a bad idea, for sure.
All right.
It would
okay.
just get fans
well,
even
fair.
More angry, and as you can hear, Nick would be angry.
Yeah, he would be angry. Thank you for the call. Enjoy the short, Sean.
All right, guys.
Here's my point. You bring up the 76ers. It wasn't too long ago, but we were what? Now it's been a few years, but Nerlens Noel, a top pick for the 76ers, and it was time to go, and they got some good value for him.
That's some good value. They got 2 second-round picks.
They got rid of him.
It
was a good
trade.
That's
not good value. They didn't get good value. What happened, the 76ers messed up by drafting Jahlil Okafor. That was their problem.
They obviously decided to keep Okafor for now over Nerlens.
Because what can you get for Okafor right now, honestly? What is he actually worth? He can't stay on the court. He's pretty much a liability because he can't shoot. And I like a player like him doesn't really exist anymore. Okay, he's like an Al Jefferson in this era. That's terrible.
But look, has Kristaps been good? Yeah, but he.
Has he been good?
He's a part of the problem. His plus minus did get significantly worse this year, I will say. And you even talk about how important of a stat that is.
Yeah, but the part of the process with him was we weren't expecting any what he's done in 2 years. What he's done in 2 years. Is so much more than what I thought he could have ever done.
Sure. So what if that just increases his trade value? Nick, the Knicks have been so bad, abysmal, and there is no light at the end of the tunnel. You see a light at the end of the tunnel with the 76ers. You saw it with the Boston Celtics. You don't see
they don't need big. Look, they don't need big men. Kristaps Porzingis is part of it. Willie Hernangómez, Kristaps' best friend. He's a part of this too. He's a skilled big man. Drafted in the same draft as him. He's a part of this rebuild as well.
Saying they shouldn't trade Kristaps because Willie Hernangómez. You asked what Kristaps did to Phil Jackson. The Knicks are wrong for not continuing communication with him while he's overseas. But Kristaps was wrong for skipping the exit meeting.
Yes, and he acknowledged that. He also apologized. And then
You've been in the league for 2 years. Go to the exit meeting.
He admitted, too, that he wants to be a Nick, and he wants to be – this is where he wants to be. His brother said it, who's also his agent. They both said He wants to be there.
But his brother did say as bad as the Knicks treat their players. That's why players aren't going to go there. With or without Kristaps, Phil Jackson runs the show there. And as long as Phil Jackson's the lead act, no one's going to play there to be a part of that show.
So don't get rid of this guy. Just please, for one thing, Phil can do one thing right one more time. Just don't get rid of this guy. He's too talented to just trade away. It's just unbelievable that he would want to do this.
Look, what you think he wants to do this? Nick, this is what you're forced to do as a general manager or president when you finish bottom four in the standings for the past 3 years.
He made mistakes, and now he's gonna do this to the fans. Look, Jordan Schultz, you know him on Twitter?
Who?
Jordan Schultz.
I've heard of him. Why?
He tweeted 10 minutes ago. League sources say Phil Jackson wants to dump Joakim Noah's contract as a part of a Porzingis trade.
Sure.
Look, to lose our most valuable piece because he made the mistake of giving a bum who has a bum shoulder, bum knee, does drugs. And he gave him $72 million, and we have to suffer as fans, and we have to lose our valuable piece like Chris Hunter Porzingis. That's why that makes sense to me now, why he wants, like, the only way.
Do you think Phil Jackson at this point with his resume at New York Knicks front office really is concerned about what the fans think? I think he's past that. The fans hate him. Fans want him out more than they've wanted probably any New York
right now,
executive out in a long time.
Right now, if you ask an average NBA fan, right, who knows who are GMs, if you ask about Phil Jackson, they're going to connect him with the Knicks forever. That is right now, like, yes. And then you know what they'll also do? They're going to bash him because he had the best player of all time to people with the Bulls, and then he had a guy just like him with the best center of all time. So he's losing his reputation every day. The more mistakes he makes, the less people think he is.
And you think he's going to be around long enough for him to revive his reputation as a front office executive?
So what do you think he's doing? I actually think he's trying, but why? So what does he think? You think he's just taking this as a joke? I feel like, I mean, come on, James Dolan, I don't like the guy. I think he makes dumb decisions, but come on, he would have to know if Phil Jackson is doing this like purposely or just putting on an act.
I don't think he's putting on an act. I do think Phil's stubborn. I think we saw it with the Lakers that sometimes he has his own personal agendas.
But come on, he made the mistake of giving Jokic, a 72.
So what? So you're saying they should keep him so Phil can live with his mistake?
Just don't let us lose our favorite thing to watch about the Knicks right now.
Should keep Kristaps because Knicks fans are in love with a unicorn basketball player.
Yes,
that's
because
where we're at.
We believe in the potential. He's 21 years old. He is skilled. He's going to be a star.
Look, I'm not questioning that, but let's say they do get a return on this investment, the investment obviously being Kristaps. Similar, no. Are they going to get Booker and a top four pick? I would really hope not from Phoenix's side. But if they get something near that, are you really going to be that upset?
If they got, yeah, I'm going to be upset.
You're telling me you're going to be upset if they got Devin Booker in the number four overall pick.
No one's going to accept that. That's why he's delusional. No, he's throwing out Devin Booker.
If they get the number three pick from Boston, are you going to be upset?
Yes, because I can't see that guy wear green, okay? I can't see. You're going to trade him to your rival in your division? Come on, man. No way you can do that.
Nick, besides Boston, New York being the geographical cities they're in, they should not even be mentioned in the same sentence. Boston is light years ahead of the Knicks.
I don't like them. I can't.
Sure, you don't like them. Phil Jackson, he does not care what you like.
He should care what the fans care about. He should care about what the team cares. That's what he should care about, but he's not.
Boston traded Paul Pierce. You think the fans didn't like Paul Pierce? Sometimes you get rid of a star because the return of investment is that good. The Lakers almost traded. They shopped around Kobe Bryant, and Kobe Bryant still won rings for them before and after.
They shopped around because Kobe Bryant was to the media, I want to leave. He was saying I want
to leave. No. Yeah, back in 2004, sure. They thought he was going to be a Clipper. But then even a couple years later, they shopped him.
Oh, my God. And then we're going to compare it to Paul Pierce, who's 35 years old when they finally traded him.
But I'm saying if the only argument is, oh, the fans love him, then Paul Pierce wouldn't have been traded.
Well, he was 35 years old.
The fans still loved him.
35 years old. Yeah. Look. Knicks fans love Carmelo Anthony's game, but most will say, I mean, obviously, I don't want them to trade. I'm obviously sad, like, I don't want him gone. But I know Knicks fans that love Carmelo's game, love what he does, but they wanted to trade him. He's 33 years old. Kristaps is 21. He's 21 years
listen,
old.
Listen, I'm not sitting here saying they should trade him, but I am telling you there is no issue with shopping him. When your team is this bad and there is no progress being made, I have no issue with them taking offers and making those phone calls for Kristaps. Is Kristaps really that untradeable to you?
Yes.
Carl Anthony Towns is untradeable. Same draft, been in the league the same amount of years. Kristaps Porzingis, to me, is not an untradeable piece.
There's like 8 to 10 players that I would actually trade him for. That's it.
Well, LeBron James, you're not getting him.
No. I mean, like, what I'm saying is like, that, like, yeah, I would take LeBron. I would take Westbrook. I would take Curry, Durant, like, Kawhi Leonard, Carl Anthony Towns, Anthony Davis. I mean, it's not, there's players that are proven in this league, but I'm not trading Kristaps Porzingis for them because what he's going to be. He's 21. This guy is young. Young, and he's already done so much to prove that he could hang around in this league.
Saying he's not going to be good, but
so,
Kristaps and Willie Hernan Gomez and freaking Cheesehead Kuznetsky, whatever his name is, they're not bringing a ring to the Big Apple.
No one mentioned Kuzminski, so Porzingis and Hernan Gomez, they if you surround them with
Nick, stop.
But I'm not talking about next year or the following year because that's not what it's about, and that's just what we mentioned yesterday. It's hard to win right now in the NBA. There's two dominant teams that no matter what kind of team you put together, you're not going to beat that because you have to wait. And that was the point of drafting Kristaps, and that's why Melo at first was like, I don't know about this guy. It's going to take him a couple of years. That's why maybe trading him is the right move to let him get out of there and just play with his young talent. But there's a reason why Melo talks about this guy like crazy because, look, he knows how good he is. That's why he's been saying, look, did you hear Carmelo? I want to be in New York. Phil wants him out. Why do you think Carmelo Anthony? There's like a couple of reasons why Carmelo Anthony wants to be in New York. He loves living in the city. But Kristaps Porzingis is one of those reasons.
Kristaps Porzingis does not reach his top three reasons.
Yes, it is. Why else?
Number one, he loves living in the city. Number two, he makes more money. It's more marketable. Number three, it's Lala loves it.
They're separated.
Yeah, but he's still got to be closer there. Come on. They got kids.
They have one child. They're separated.
And you
They're
think
not...
he's just going to move away from Lala? He's the whole reason he re-signed. She's the whole reason he re-signed.
And now they're separated, and he keeps still saying, I want to be in New York.
But you don't know the situation, you know?
He wants to – come on. Kristaps is the main reason why he wants to be in New York. He sees it. He sees –
why would he want to stick around with Kristaps when Kristaps might not reach his peak for another 4 years? Carmelo Anthony's going to be collecting his 401k in 4 years.
Because Kristaps, like I said, 100 times has exceeded already. And you don't think he's going to exceed again? Because I believe in that.
So you think Carmelo and Kristaps will compete for a championship together?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's why Carmelo has said, I said that's one of his main reasons of being in New York. He's one of the main reasons.
A 21-year-old is the – how old is Carmelo? 32, 33?
Yeah.
And that's why – Carmelo's going to stay for a person 12 years younger than him?
One of the main reasons.
Carmelo is going to do nothing with this New York Knicks team, whether he plays out the rest of his contract, whether he only plays one more year.
And I agree because of what we've talked about, Cavs-Warriors, that's all it is.
Oh, so the Cavs – I want to get this on record. So the Cavs and the Warriors are the reason that this New York Knicks team with Kristaps and Carmelo is not competing for
it. No, they have to add more pieces, but every single team has got to win. Because they can't beat either of those teams.
So take out those two teams. So the Knicks are still top three, top five,
but it doesn't,
top seven.
No,
top
it doesn't matter. You don't take. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you build a. You don't trade. Like, it goes back to not trading the guy. You're part of this process with Kristaps. Like I said, it might be a right move to trade Melo. All I'm saying is Melo, one of his main reasons that he wants to stay is for Kristaps Porzingis.
Nick.
You can argue that the best player that Melo has played with in New York is Kristaps. Amari Stoudemire, when Melo got there, declined drastically. So you can argue that Carmelo Anthony's best player while he's there, Kristaps Porzingis. You can argue that.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not going to refute that. But to be honest, you're basically saying that. You know, the Knicks have had a 2-7 offsuit ever since Carmelo's got there, and now they finally have a pair of eights. You're not saying much. Him being the best player that he's played with in New York isn't saying much.
I know. I'm just
the best player he's played with in New York averaged, what, 15 points per game last season? He's played with better players before. He played with Allen Iverson.
18.7 points per game, 2 blocks, 8 boards. He got a little injured, only played 66 games, but he was monstrous.
So he's the best player he's played with in New York. They are still maybe 7 years away from even talking about putting a ring on their fingers.
But Kristaps Porzingis is that guy that is still with you. I mean, come on, man. Think about it. Let's go back to the Dallas Mavericks. Dirk Nowitzki, right? This is a great guy to compare Kristaps Porzingis to, right?
Basketball-wise, sure.
He got up to a terrible, terrible start with the Dallas Mavericks. Terrible start. They didn't trade him. They stuck with him, trusted it, ended up getting a championship one day. And he's one of the best players of all time.
Wait, so you're saying that the supporting cast around Dallas is where the supporting cast that Dirk has had his whole career?
Wait, no. I'm saying Porzingis has that kind of ceiling. He could be as good as Dirk Nowitzki one day. He could be. That's who he could get to. Okay? He could get that high and be that good. He's only 21.
Okay. And Carmelo, again, he'll be cashing in his Social Security 401k
years. They want to trade him.
How long did it take for Dirk to get the ring?
A while, but
yeah,
but his team's not that good.
But Carmelo, you're saying Carmelo should stay because of a good 21-year-old player who was quote unquote exceeded expectations.
I'm not saying he should. I'm saying that's why he wants to stay because
he has a 21-year-old. He doesn't want to go to Cleveland where they could win now.
That's one of the reasons. Why does he keep saying I don't want to go anywhere? Why does he keep saying, I don't want to go anywhere? This is where I want to be. He keeps saying that.
Because the city. Not because Kristaps.
Oh, I said there's one of the main reasons. There's a few main reasons. And you tell me Kristaps isn't involved with that at all?
If he wants to win a ring, it doesn't matter if it's Kristaps, Willie Hernangómez, and the Space Jam crew. He's not doing it in New York.
And I think he's realizing that's he has to realize he has to take a big – the type of player he is, he has that ego. He has to realize he has to become a guy who comes off the bench maybe.
He's going to come off the bench for New York?
No. If he were to leave. With New York, I think he just wants to play, and that's it. I think he's realizing –
Sure, and if all he wants to do is play basketball and have a grand old time and get 31 wins a year, sure, stay in New York and Kristaps will be happy to sit by your side.
But if you want to win a ring
– Porzingis is not going
to
get you there.
But if he wants to stay, he clearly cares about who's playing there. Come on, if Kristaps wasn't there, he's probably not saying, oh, I want to play, because he has to care about who's on the court with him at least. Come on, he doesn't want to play with Ron Baker, Kuzminskis, and Dor, Marshall Plumlee. Like, I mean, at least he has a talented player playing there, whatever you say. So, I mean, come on. He has to be one of the reasons why Melo wants to stay. That's it. That's the last thing I have to say. He has to.
Well, we'll agree to disagree, and we'll resume this in 24 hours. We've got a lot to talk about. Thanks for listening, everybody.